Blog Talk Radio. 7144090614. You're listening to Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. And if this is your first time, thank you so much for joining us. If not, thank you so much for your continued constructive criticism, feedback, responses, and support. And just, you know, thank you. Just thank you, because we're getting close to 46,000 views. Since the show premiered on March the 21st, 2011. So thank you. And, you know, you can always listen to past shows. I'm talking about every last one from the 15-minute premiere that I did discussing the concept of the show, which is still developing. And thank you, because it's just from your feedback. And you all are helping with the development of the show. So it's a go, so thank you so much. I mean, near 56,000 views, that is amazing. I would be happy if it was just 560, but it's not, it's 56,000. So, yay. My voice is raspier than it usually is, huh? I'm sipping on water, but I guess I need to drink some hot green tea or some hot cocoa or whatever. But shout out to my supporters and listeners also worldwide. Earlier this week, I shouted out, just my online friends and listeners is from not only here in the States, but worldwide. I was amazed at the invites that I do receive not just here in America, but the insight that I get, if it's to spread the word regarding events from UK, from Dubai, from Japan, from Australia, just the list goes on and on. So this is a big group hug. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1 group hug. See, I'm so excited I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm pretty much ad-libbing because I did not know I was going to be thanking you all this much. Looking forward to future interviews and talk with people from different industries, because you know this is an entertainment lifestyle show, so we'll be talking to my friends online and offline in the near future in the world of business, sport, entertainment, beauty. Monday, we're scheduled to talk with Martina, PhD, again. And also Samira, who is a local business owner. That is where the Martini Weekend hair event, that's where the tour stop will be on May the 6th, which is the 2012 Spring Cup Party. And Monday is the demo event. So Samira is the location where the tour stops. I will also be debuting my Mark Girl Beauty Bash Party on that Saturday. And on that Saturday, it also will be all about Martini PhD, even though he and his styling team will be so busy because they will get here probably late Thursday and will be so busy and so out there working with local and those who travel to Jackson and models and so on in preparation for the 2012 Cup Party, which is featuring a haircutting battle also. So hurry, hurry, hurry and register and enter the haircutting battle, you licensed professionals, those of you that are the best and know that you are the best, because the best will not only be crowned, but win $1,500. I know I could use $1,500, like ASAP, like right now. So if you are the best, you not only would get the respect of being, hey, I know I'm the best, my clients know I'm the best, but you will be crowned the best by one of the best. Martini PhD has won all sorts of battles worldwide. So he knows what he's talking about. When he is touring and promoting his own corrective hair care line, and he is also touring to also teach other professionals how to retain clients. And how to retain clients is important in all industries. And we know in the beauty and hair industry how important it is to have satisfied clients. And one thing about it, he and his styling team promote healthy hair. So we'll be talking to Martina PhD. We're scheduled to talk with him again if he's able to recuperate, because today is a big event in Dallas, Texas at Beamer's. Nightclub, where who's who, the movers and shakers in the beauty, fashion, and entertainment industries are meeting up for Beauty Glam Weekend. And so my God, I wish I was there having fun with them, walking with them. I'm in the best and the best. I'm there in spirit, though. They're going to have a blast. All kinds of events are going on. So one thing about it, just check it out. If you're visiting Dallas or looking for something to do, you definitely need to check that out. And you're a fashionista or a professional in the industry, they're doing their thing this weekend. But May the 6th and 7th and the weekend of the 4th through the 7th, the tour stops here, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing weekend. And even here in Jackson, Mississippi Trademark, there is a two-day event that will be starting tomorrow. The Mississippi International Hair Show and Expo is happening. That's their website, too, Mississippi International Hair Show and Expo.com. So the organizer of that event and I became Facebook friends yesterday. His name is Jerry Bonds, so shout out to Jerry Bonds and also the photographers and the schools and the professionals who are a part of that event. you probably would be bumping into Shamira and I were going to come out and to promote the Martini PhD weekend on Sunday or Monday. And so at first I was thinking it was today and Sunday, but duh, events are held on Sunday and Monday because, you know, most stylists are, you know, have free time on Mondays. But most of my friends, honestly, who own barbershops and hair salons work on Mondays also. Sundays too. I mean, especially if you're a sought-after hairstylist or barber or skincare expert, esthetician, then, man, you're on demand 24/7. My dear longtime friend, Haircut Prism in Atlanta, native of Jackson, he is a 24/7 celebrity barber in Atlanta. I mean, he is working 24/7. He's on call for his clients 24/7. And many people are, but then some people say, well, that was in my early days. It's time for me to, you know, just live my well-balanced life with my family and doing my business also. So I just want to shout out Martina PhD and Samira also, since I was talking about the different topics. Today we're talking about Spring Cleaning 2012. And the Spring Cleaning show from last year was one of my first presentations at the premiere on March the 21st. And to be honest, to this day, it remains one of the most popular shows. This show will be part two to the show also. And for more than one reason, I love to take detailed notes. Whenever I don't take detailed notes before presenting a show, okay, something, my phone either starts acting crazy. You know, I like to do like some of you, the list, someone's talking, Texas Glamour, not a combination, we'll put together. Oh, my goodness, Dubai scares the, oh, I have a lot of friends in Dubai, really. Okay, Dubai scares the hell out of me. My friend in the chat room says Dubai scares the hell out of me because of the, you know, crazy Muslim laws. You could get your head chopped off for spitting chewing gum on the sidewalk. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, remember the episode of Sex and the City? Part two. I'm talking to my friend in the, when she was making out. Oh, what's the character? They're one of my favorite characters. But the making out scene with her boyfriend, and the couple turned them in, and she ended up getting arrested and going to jail. I know what you're talking about, you know. Yeah. But I'm fascinated with besides my own culture, I love other cultures also, from Hispanic culture to Arab culture and so on. But I know what you're saying. Some of us all have crazy laws. There are some weird laws also in Nassau, in Bahamas and so on. I've only visited there twice, but talking to some of the law enforcement there when I did visit there a couple times in the 90s, I mean, I'm just amazed at some of the laws where you can, like, get real punishment. And that's not far. That's right there near Miami, Florida. You know, you can really get in a lot of trouble, well, if you commit certain crimes, even a small crime. But I know what you're saying because, you know, I have definitely been exposed to Muslim culture. But I've never been to Dubai, but I would love to visit Dubai. It's been like a beautiful, beautiful place. And beautiful people. I have fun networking with my friends from there. Now, I married into a Muslim. My second husband was Muslim, and I had a blast with his mother. You know, the marriage didn't work out, but I definitely miss spending time with my mother-in-law and other family members. But I've always been, just throughout my life, I've had friends of different cultures, and including of Muslim, Nation of Islam Muslims and Arab Muslims. But I know just as the saying, but one thing about it, Dubai's up when it comes to fashion and the entertainment industry. A lot of good things happen there, and it's one reason why I get a lot of invites to beauty and fashion entertainment events there in Dubai, because there's a lot of American artists really make it in Dubai. One of my friends who I grew up with, who is based in Atlanta, she travels to Dubai often as a musician. And she loves traveling there to perform. Okay. Did you know George Clooney kissed a Bollywood star in public and a result? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did I know George Clooney kissed a Bollywood star in public as a result? And you know, has put in a wrist warrant. I remember when that happened about 3 or 4 years ago, but I didn't know he was still in hot water regarding that. And, oh, man, you mentioned the Indian culture. My goodness. I mean, one, here in Jackson, Mississippi, we have a large population of Indian population here. I'm not talking about American Indian because, you know, my heritage is of American Indian also, but also my Indian, what you're talking about. And, you know, some people just think Jackson, Mississippi is black and white. Jackson has always been multicultural, from black, white, Indian, Arabs, Asians, just everything. It's been, this is a blended city. It's not black and white for some people that think civil rights movement. I was born in 68, so I have always been exposed to a mixed culture and have, you know, had friends and supporters of different races and backgrounds and socioeconomic backgrounds also. And but, yeah, I remember when George Clooney, he and his dad got in a little trouble a few weeks ago, but I remember when he had gotten in trouble. But I did not know he was still in hot water regarding that. So thank you regarding that, because I like to be in the know of things. I did not know that. Wow. I like that Bollywood, though. I like that. That's real cool. But, you know, that my friend in the chat room, he always stir up something that I would like to share with listeners and others in the chat room. He's also a blogtalkradio.com cohort. And so you all probably always wonder, well, who is she talking about? So I received promotional materials yesterday also from Martini PhD. I have tickets and I have flyers. And so those of you that will happily volunteer to help distribute the flyer cards, I will be more than happy to provide you with the flyer cards so you can place them in places that you frequent and at other. I'm hitting as many hair salons and beauty stores as I can, and we'll get posters out real soon also. So I just want to let you all know that I have tickets also on hand. You can buy tickets online at hdsalonselite.com. Also, you can register for the event, read the rules and regulations for the haircutting battle, and you know, pay your $100 entry fee and enter that online also. Anything you need, you can contact Martini PhD and I directly, and we'll provide you with the proper information. Anything that I don't have the answer to, I can relay directly to Martini PhD. And one thing I like about Martini PhD, being a Miss Celeb hairstylist, he's on hand. He's on hand even at his busiest moments. If he is unable to really give you his undivided attention, he will definitely get back with you. You know, so that's one thing that's good with him. Not an assistant, not a, he would definitely get back with you and tell you. I mean, I've been networking with him for pretty much a year or two. And he's, you know how people interact with others when you're networking with them. And now he and I are really definitely working together. And he definitely, interacts with his clients and other peers. And you heard the interview a couple weeks ago. He shows respect to those who have mentored him and those who have come before him. You know, so I'm looking forward to him just meeting some of the old schoolers here in the Jackson area also, not only the ones new on the block, but also the movers and shakers here in the beauty and hair industry here in Jackson, Mississippi. Because this is amazing, because we used to always have hair events here in Jackson, Mississippi. And really, we haven't. I mean, maybe here and there. Maybe I'm not in the know as I should be. But really, it used to always be hair events going on. And also, he said that Nairobi has confirmed to come along with him and many others. And also, I'm getting much support from Mark, which is an Avon brand. I'm a Mark rep, and like I said, I'm presenting my first Beauty Bash party event that many of you can go ahead and agree to host a Beauty Bash. It's also where you'll get Mark freebies. And my friend in the chat room is always funny, but I need to hear him get things in because we still need to talk about spring cleaning. And what I was about to say earlier is I did not write down like a lot of notes for spring cleaning like I usually do for most of my shows. Sometimes I like to be like most of you, read my notes off of my Android, or many of you have iPhones and smartphones and iPads, but I have a MyTouch by my T-Mobile. I love T-Mobile. So I have a MyTouch Android, and it's pretty much like a little office in my hand. And I have another LG T-Mobile Android, which you are hearing my voice from. But I also like to do like you guys, instead of being so old, in pen and paper, I like to just go ahead and read my notes off the Android. So right at the beginning of the show, my Android decided my screen disappeared. So now my screen is back up, so I can go ahead and talk about the spring cleaning tips for 2012, which are the same for every year. So if you need to do some spring cleaning, you need to do spring cleaning. I have spring cleaning galore to complete right now. And I don't think I am alone. And from the popularity of the spring cleaning show from last year, and it's still popular, I know I'm not alone. What was I about to say? I was about to say something. I was looking at what my guest was saying in the chat room. And also another popular show about anything about getting discounts or getting good deals. The shows that I have presented regarding discount shopping, coupon shopping, those shows are hot as I don't know what, hot as pancakes. We're going to do more shows about that. We're going to do more shows regarding real estate, DIY. I have some do-it-yourself projects to do myself, finances, and so on. We're going to do more shows on those topics also in the near future. Okay, the live streaming has stopped, so I'm going to go ahead and chime on in talking about spring cleaning. And the talk continues, so email me, message me, talk with me about your favorite spring cleaning tips. Even those of us who like to clean like to know effective and quick and easy, simple ways to get the much-needed jobs done. And this will be a part. The discussion will continue. We're going to talk about spring cleaning some more. But I hate to hesitate, but I'm pulling up my notes regarding spring cleaning. And I tweeted out also some very interesting information regarding spring cleaning. So if you're on Twitter with me, Beth Williams, at Beth Williams, Culture Shock, at Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT, and also on Facebook. And also LinkedIn and my other social networking pages like MySpace, I have presented information regarding it. And, wow. So while I'm pulling up this information, let's talk about some top stories, huh? So Zimmerman got $50,000 bail. And he did apologize to the parents. Was the apology sincere, do you all think? Is he really remorseful? What are your thoughts regarding that? I'm looking at a headline from USA Today saying that GOP, Obama's ignoring jobs and energy. I had an amazing time on a conference call with No Labels Org, which I'm a member of. No Labels Org is an organization comprised of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. It is an amazing organization and promotes, getting Congress to work and doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we had an amazing conference call this past Thursday with Senator John Kerry. And one thing that the senator put emphasis on I did not ask any questions, but many did ask great questions, and I mean, his presentation was superb. But he really he talked a lot about the America's economy and the importance of job creation. So that's one thing that he talked about. And so Senator Kerry, that was like his main topic, talking about the economy and the importance of job creation. You know, so I just wanted to share that. So check out nolabels.org, regardless of your party affiliation, and even if you are not affiliated with any, but just would like to know more about what's going on within politics. And there are different groups that you can join within your own state also. So I joined a Mississippi group, and I joined a Texas group also. So that's really important. So my friend is gone. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. He is always funny. Always funny. I never know when his shows air live. But like I said, he's a blogtalkradio.com host also. And then I've been sending this story for the past couple of days. Justin Bieber and Selena possibly might be getting engaged soon. Young Love. I don't knock Young Love. I mean, who would knock Young Love? You know? Some of the same people that got married to same age as they are probably saying, no, they shouldn't get married. But, you know, if they're in love and they know they're in love. So if they get engaged, they might not get married, like, right off. You know, some people are engaged for years at a time. Probably something I should have done 2 times back. I've been married. but I'm looking forward to becoming legally single real soon, if I can just have that freedom of if I want dating, or if I have that freedom and choice of marrying again, because I am a romantic. But one thing about it, I have learned a lot, and I feel very level-headed now. I mean, love is the best, right? But while I'm running my mouth, I am pulling up my that's why I'm running my mouth, because I'm pulling up more information regarding spring cleaning. And like one of the blogtalkradio.com staffers said, that one thing that she does not like about hosting alone, and I have a co-host, is sometimes you have that blank air. And so if it was just silence, well, I probably wouldn't like that. I guess I could play another song while getting this info up. Well, and be sure to check out my Springer.com broadcast also at Springer.com/user/CultureShockEnt, KULTUREShockEnt, -BTRUE, BTRU. And you can also search, because usually the name you will see is Culture Shock Inc., KULTUREShockEnt. Beth Williams, BETHWMS. Last Sunday, I presented my first Sunday Mood Music presentation. And so I also like to present commentary or to just talk about certain things on my Springer.com event. But last Sunday was my first Sunday Mood Music presentation, so I present another Sunday Mood Music presentation on tomorrow. So check it out. Last week, I spotlighted Austin Brown, Mars Mills, and Dread Days, one of my favorite reggae groups based in L.A. So I am getting up finally. It's coming up. But you always know you post up. It's important to have your proper cleaning supplies that you need, buckets, sponges, and tackle, you know, room by room, or pretty much go on your own, pretty much have your checklist. So sometimes people go room by room, but then some people go back and forth from different rooms. But what's important is that you complete the cleaning process. Okay, I'm looking at About.com, Housekeeping by Sarah Aguera. And this is the spring cleaning complete checklist. And also Martha Stewart always provides a good checklist regarding spring cleaning. And this is a checklist, and then there's checklists by room. That's why I said room, because, you know, it's important to focus on, like, the kitchen, then the bathroom and the living areas, and then the bedroom and dining areas. It's good to have your list together. And even though I love, and see, I'm looking at now clearing clutter and organizing, doing spring cleaning. I have always loved to clean, but one thing about it, I am a clutterer. So I am always looking for advice regarding how can I declutter in a fashionable time period. And I'm a clutterer, especially when it comes to magazines. And because I always need to have time to read my magazines. Sometimes I don't have enough time to read magazines, and then they end up cluttering on top of one another, looking terrible. And so I am, I love to clean. I am a clutterer, so I'm always looking for advice on how to declutter and organize certain things, especially like magazines or notebooks and folders that I keep notes in. I'm pretty much good at that, organizing my notebooks and folders and stuff like that. But magazines and so on, sometimes I look at magazines, I'd be like, dang, I need to take the time. So I guess it's all in time management also, because it's, a lot of times they're important magazines. They're not gossip magazines. They're important magazines to my career and so on. So, you know, I just have to learn. Just have to learn about that. But let me read a little bit of this checklist, the spring cleaning checklist. The flowers are blooming, the birds are serenading, and our house just feels like it's stuck with winter blues. Spring cleaning is a tradition that allows us to freshen up our home and get a head start on the hectic season of spring and summer. Spring cleaning checklist by room. Okay, and if you visit about.com, there are tutorials that they have presented. And so they talk about the tutorials that have any room in your home. Each tutorial gives a list of steps, tools, and supplies needed, and tips to help you get the job done, with special attention given to seasonal chores for the springy time of the year. Use these checklists as a springboard to deep clean the areas of your home that really need extra attention. Skip items that have been clean and focused on parts of your home that have been neglected all winter long. So the important thing about spring cleaning, one reason why it is considered spring cleaning, is that we must focus on the parts of our home that have been neglected winter long. And also packing up winter clothes and preparing to bring out your spring and summer clothes, new and old. And also, you know, items that you like bicycling or roller skating, the things that you do in the spring and summer that you might not normally do in the fall and winter, which a lot of people still do in the fall and winter. I'm just saying, put up the items that you use during the fall and winter and bring out your items that you use in spring and summer. So there are tutorials when you visit about.com/CS Cleaning 101. When you visit that, there are tutorials of checklists regarding how to properly clean each area of your home. And clearing clutter and organizing during spring cleaning, one of the biggest parts of spring cleaning is getting rid of clutter that you don't need. Use these resources to clear out your stuff. There are different things that you can do. You can plan a garage sale. You can learn how to box some items you don't need. Find out how to donate items that are taking up space. Like, I have, like, bags of clothes, and I'm adding to the bags of clothes right now that I need to donate to Salvation Army. And take advantage of the natural urge that comes each spring to get rid of items that are weighing you down and begin fresh, more streamlined lifestyle. While we may have a tendency to hoard and hold on to items in the winter, we generally are more ready to let go of clutter when spring arrives. So, you know, trust me, it's what the author says. And cleaning would be a lot easier when the clutter is gone. Exactly. And, it's just so important. So we're going to talk more in about cleaning, organizing, and we're going to talk more about Finn's Way in the near future also. because that is something that many of you do practice or would like to practice. And my friend June Wee, who is also my custom tailor, I have a couple books that she has shared with me. I need to go see June. And she's located on Ridgewood Road, Ridgewood Alterations and Custom Tailoring. But June always share some of the books that she likes to share with me are books regarding feng shui. If it's not for personal life, definitely for business. I have a book that she presented to me, feng shui for business. But it's important for your home and for business. And so that's what it's all about: cleaning, organizing, and positioning of furniture and items in your home and business in a proper way, so you can receive things. Good things. We're going to definitely talk more about that in the near future. Even one time on Brandy and Ray J, you remember one episode where Ray J had a feng shui expert to visit his new home? So people are just definitely getting into it. Getting the family involved in spring cleaning. If you need a little help in your cleaning endeavors, try to get your family involved. Even the most unwilling helper can make a big difference in the workload. And she says, I know what you're thinking. It might actually seem easier to just do everything by myself rather than try to get your family to help, but don't worry. She has advice to deal with that also with the most reluctant. But this is spring cleaning, and like we talked about in the show last year, it is a good time to get your family to work together. But some people just work good by themselves. I'm one of those people. But when it comes to, even in yard work, I like to do things alone, but sometimes you need people to help you. Sometimes two set of hands are better than one. And the same thing with spring cleaning. So there are tips for organizing family spring cleaning days, organizing family garage cleanup day, getting rid of garage leftovers, reasons families don't help with chores, 5 easy to set up chore charts, and 12 tips for chore charts to set, and extra spring cleaning chores. There's special chores that need to be done seasonally. There's not just spring cleaning, but it's cleaning for every season. So ignore them for most of the fall and winter, but now it's time to bite the bullet and get these things clean. Even though these chores only need to be done once or twice a year, they will help your home run and look better and run smoothly. Outdoor chores like cleaning grills, patios, and windows can be a little intimidating, but there are some simple tricks to keeping the jobs manageable. I cleaned my grill a couple weeks ago and everything. And freshen up the patio and stuff.